the Rabbanon hold that the Yad Lokeich is ala tachtoino, because we leave the money pichas kosoi. So therefore, the Moicher only has to give the Tzemed and not the Boker. So Mori asked the question, Vi ein hadomim raya, according to the Rabbanon, if the money is not a proof, if so, leheve bitul mekach, if so, it should be like a pasha of Eino, he charges you more than a sixth. So the klal is, if he charges you more than a sixth, it's bitul hamekach. Like Lechuri charges you way more, it's not worth $200 at Semed alone. So if you say that's all he meant to sell, just at Semed, not the bokor, so let lokeach time now to mekach toys. So tomorrow, v'chi taimim, maybe you want to tell me, bitul mekach l'rabbonin leslu, maybe the rabbonin do not hold from the svar of bitul mekach. For the Gemara, is that true, v'loi? For your Tanan, we learned, Rabbi Yehuda says, Hamoyicher Sefer Torah, Behema, Umagolius, Rabbi Yehuda himself holds that if somebody sells a Sefer Torah, or Umagolius, precious diamonds, or a Behema, Ein Lehem Oino, on these things there's no Pasha of Oino. In other words, no matter how much he charges you, it's worth that much. These are precious things, and a person has the right to say, to me it's worth that much. So the Diyuk is, so Amru Loi, the Chum said back to Yehuda, Lo Yomru Elo Es Elo, that only these things we agree to you, there's no Mekach Tois. But by other things, there is a Mekach Tois. Other things are not that valuable, so therefore if the guy charges you more than a sixth, of course you have the right to say, Bito Mekach, I never meant to buy it, if I would have known, you're charging me so much. So the Chur, you see this, the Rabbanan, do hold from the Svarah of Mekach Tois. See also, how could you say Domim is not a Raya? If so, it should be a bit of Mekach. So Gemara answers, My ain Domim Raya, you know what the Rachom mean in our Mishnah, that the money is not a proof? I'll tell you what they mean to say is, Nami Diktoni, they have a bit of Mekach. What they mean to say is, Enech Nami, it remains a Mekach Tois, since the Maisi charged you more than a sixth more. That's the cloud remains of Mekach Tois. Free boy, same Rosh, if you want, I can answer you. Kiyom Rabbonon Ein Oino Ubitu Mekach Pichdei Shadas Toya. When is there a Pasha of Bitu Mekach of Oino if I charge you a sixth, or I charge you more than a sixth? The halacha of Bitu Mekach apply, that's only when you jip the person. When Das Toya, when a person can make a mistake. In other words, that a person can think that it's really worth that much, I want to buy a pen off you. So you tell me I'll charge you $30. So a person can make a mistake and think maybe it's really worth $30. And then we find out, no, it's only worth $10. That's called a Mekach Tois. Avol b'chdei, shein hadas toya, from the case of our Mishnah, where I'm charging you $200 just for the yoke. And nobody can make a mistake. Everybody knows that it's not worth the $200. So if so, what's the pshat that you're paying $200? Eima matana yoyivlei. Then we say the pshat is that you're giving him a present. That's why you're paying so much. So therefore, the Rabbanan say that all you receive is just a tzemed, even though you pay $200, but it could be you want to give it to him for a present. So that's why there's no mekach tois over here, and therefore the hill domin is no proof. Now the Mishnah says, "Hamoyichir esha chamor." If somebody sells a donkey, so loymocha kelov, the kelov, the utensils of the chamor is not included in the sale. Nochem Hamadi Yoimen. Nochem Hamadi says, "Mocha kelov." No, they're also included in the sale. We'll see in the Gemara exactly what kelov we're talking about. What's the machlekes? Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda says it depends. Pomim mechurim, pomim ena mechurim. Sometimes they are sold, and sometimes they're not sold. Again, as the Gemara will explain. Ketzad, what's the case? Ho yechamor lefonov. Let's say Reuven had his chamor in front of him, the kelev olov, and the utensils are great, the saddle will see, the bags are on the chamor. V'yom aloi. And now, Shimon comes to Reuven and says, mocharli chamor chazeh, I want you to sell me this chamor, saharei kelim mechurin. And Reuben says, okay, so he's selling him this chamor the way it is, and therefore everything on it is included in the sale. What about if Shimon just says, chamor chuhu, listen, is this your chamor? I want to buy a chamor of you. Then, and Reuben says, okay, I'll sell you my chamor. Then, ein kelev mechurin. Then the mechur, the kelev, utensils on top of the chamor are not included. Again, the Gemara will explain exactly what the difference is. So Gemara says like this. Omar Ula, Ula says, Omar Ula, machloikes besak v'diskiyo v'kumni. That's the machloikes, so this is included in the sale or not. So Rashi says, machloikes, the Tanakama v'nocha mamodai. Whether it's included or not, the kelim huasuyin lamasui, the kelim that you need to store weight, if you want to put packages on top of the chamor. Kegoin sack, the sack, v'diskiyo, also that's made to store things, it's like a saddle pack that you pack things on it. And v'kumni is also markevis the yadunashi, click hamon. This is like a pad that you put on top of the chamor that ladies sit on. And that's also called like a masui. Of course, when an isha sits on the chamor, it's like a masui. So that's the machlokes, if are these things included in the sale of a chamor or not. The Tanakamas of our stam chamor lirkov koi. Stam a chamor is only to ride on, not to put packages on it. Therefore, these things that are the purpose for packages are not included. And v'nochem hamodai sovar, no, stam chamor l'masukoi. Stam chamor is only to keep packages on it. Therefore, all these things are included in the sale of stam chamor. Aval ukuf, umadas, v'kukuli, v'chobak, divrehako mechurin. Everybody holds, these things are included. So Rashbam explains that ukuf umadas, that the bein l'rechiva bein l'masui, like the saddle itself we use both to ride on and both to put packages on. So therefore both degree, that's included in the sale. And Kukuli says that's also likshar ukif, there's something to tie the saddle onto. And chavak, that's also tzorch rechivain, that's something you put on the chamor for the purpose of riding. See, so everybody agrees these things are included in the sale. Meisvei, I have a question like this. It says, chamor v'kelev ani moichelecho, if I sell you my chamor, my donkey, with its kelim, is hareze mocheres ukef yes a madas, then we say you mean to include the saddle and the madas, v'esko kukuli, the things you have to tie it down with, v'esko chavat, another type of a saddle you used to ride on. Avol loy mocha sak v'diski avakumni, but you do not mean to sell the things you need for packages. You did not sell the sacks and the things that the packs that you put into. But the Vizman Shomalohi Fuchoma Shaloh, but if you speak out clearly, I want to sell you it and everything on it, then Hare Kula Mechurin, then everything's included in the sale. Hare Kula Mechurin. So now, time of the Yomalei Chamor of a Caleb. You know why even the Uk of the saddle is included in the sale? Only because he said, I'm selling you my chamor v'kelov, who the koni uka for madas. Therefore, you koni also the saddle with it. Mashma though, holoi omalei hochi, if he would not speak out clearly the chamor v'kelov is a loy, then he would not mean to sell you also the saddle. So it's not like we just got from the saying. We just got from the saying on this, everybody agrees that the sale takes place. So Gemara answers, I'll tell you, who adin, really who adin, tiyaf agav de layomalei, chamor v'kelov, nami, ukuf umadas mechurin. It could be no, even though he does not say these words of chamor v'kelov, I'm telling you. Still, the madas is mechurin, but v'ho komashmo, and this is what he wants to teach us, tiyaf agav de yomalei chamor v'kelov, even though he says clearly, I want to sell you the chamor v'kelev. I'll tell you, sak v'diskiyo v'kumni lekoni. Still, these things are not included in the sale, that since these things are for packages to put your masay on, these things are not included in the sale. Because he holds tamach chamor zayim lerechiva, it's not aimed for the masay. Now the Gemara says, my kumni, what is this kumni? Amar papa bar Shmuel makafta denashi. It's like a pad that you put on top of the chamor, that when a lady sits on it, she sits comfortable on this. That's also called lamasay. I boilu, I have a question like this. Be'oi din all of machloikis. Is the machloikis when I sell you a chamor stam, even when these things are attached on top of the chamor, avol b'sheinim ol olov, moideluhu, nochem hamodai, but let's say these things are not attached, then nochem hamodai would agree that these things are not included in the sale. Oy dilma, maybe no, b'sheinim ol olov machloikis, no machloikis is, when this ukuf is not on top of the chamor, then it's a machloikis, and nochem hamodai says, still is included with the kelim. Avo b'yod and olov, maybe when these kelim are taken on top of the chamor, maybe then moidelei rabbanu lenochum, maybe then even the rabbanu would agree that when I sell you a chamor stam, since right now the kelim are on top of the chamor, I mean to include them also in the sale. Says the shaila, what's the machlokes? Samar says, Toshima coming here, says clearly, uvizman shom alayhu v'chol ma'asholov. If he speaks out clearly and he says, I'll sell you my chamor and everything on it, harei kula mechurin, then everything is included. Now, iyamrit bishleim biyodin all of machloikis, if you can tell me, they argue, even in the case when the kelim are on top of the chamor, still the rabbanon say, they're not included in the sale. If so, I'll tell you how many rabbanon he, then this goes according to the rabbanon, that min astam, they're not included in the sale. Only when you speak out clearly and say, kol ma'asholov, then it's included. El i'amrit, but if you want to tell me, b'shein oydin olav machlekes, when do the rabbanon argue? Only when these things are not on top of the chamor, avu b'yoydin olav.